right now on VFN TV, a prophetic word saying that before the Lord returns, all of America will be ablaze with the revival, and also a prophetic word talking about the Brexit, what took place there, and also talking specifically about open heavens. What did God say about opening the heavens over your city? What happened in Pensacola, Florida before the Brownsville revival took place, and a full prophetic word that was released in January 2016, that we're going to see coming place right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
Another headline read, "Does God play softball? Hail the size of softballs destroy thousands of homes and autos."
Terrifying storms blasting up to softball-sized hail.
A cyber event could actually shut down power grids, financial institutions, cause absolute chaos across the nation.
"And it is with great sadness that I share we have not 20 but 50 casualties. In addition to the shooter, there are another 53 that are hospitalized."
During the calls, he said he was doing this for the leader of ISIL, who he named and pledged loyalty to.
"Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted."
Voters in the United Kingdom have voted to leave the European Union.
"We are in World War III, and so the Congress should be dealing with this."
"So there is we've been infiltrated.
What do you think is writing your foreign policy?"
"When the president of the free world stands and says that Islam is a religion of peace, he creates the climate. He provides the climate, the perfect climate, to create more terrorism."
"Embracing a perverted interpretation of Islam that calls for war against America and the West."
"Islam is about peace and brotherhood."
"One of the prophetic dreams God gave us was how this current administration cut a covenant with Islam, and we're seeing specifically it looks like this thing is being walked out."
"I just felt it in my spirit. I felt like the Lord was saying to me, if they divide Jerusalem, if America has a hand, if the Secretary of State or the President or whoever has a hand in causing Israel to divide Jerusalem and giving up that land for peace, I will divide America."
This begins at the local level. This is going to be a county-by-county fight. So sheriffs and pastors become two of the most important people groups.
The pastor and the sheriff are some of the most important folks in your community.
It's going to be full-scale war. It's going to be with all the capabilities of the IDF.
Best formula for achieving peace remains two states for two peoples, in which a demilitarized Palestinian state finally recognizes the Jewish state.
We can actually win the hearts over if we go out and begin to evangelize and share the love of God. Militant times are coming, but it's time for the church to be able to rise up.
The trend of embracing Israel will overcome the trend of maligning Israel.
Only a united church can heal a divided nation.
God is calling out the evangelists to arise and to proclaim the gospel with miracles, signs, and wonders, because this is the season for the glory of God to shine, and the world is going to know that Jesus the Savior is alive and well.
Let me be the one to at least share the good news about the Chinese. They are having the world's largest revival. About 28,000 to 30,000 people coming to Christ in China every single day. That's about a million a month.
What many say is the greatest spiritual awakening in southern West Virginia history.
Lord, you're going to write the chains.
Billy Graham's mantle's coming on this nation. There was coming a call when the Gentile Rus would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people would be my people. We're declaring Jubilee is time for another great messianic awakening.
We Catholics,
abbiamo ricevuto tanto.
We've dal movimento di Azusa Street.
So much from the Azusa Street.
Ma vogliamo a voi protestanti.
We want to ask you Protestants.
We want to ask for your forgiveness for not respecting the love
of the law.
Per non aver usato.
I want to walk with those who walk in agreement. I'm telling you, we can make a difference. But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
Smith Wigglesworth, he made this statement just before he died. Whenever the word comes together with the spirit, we will have the greatest spiritual awakening the world has ever known. If you say yes, I will go. Yes, I will mobilize. If you can't go, then you're responsible to mobilize those who can go.
This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. I am so honored to be with you today, and you're joining us in our audience. We're seeing all these things take place in the world today. Things are shaking and quaking, but I got good news for you. The good news is that no matter what the adversary is trying to do, God is working out his plans. As a matter of fact, a prophetic word was given some time back and repeated again by Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence about exactly what's going to take place in America. One is that all of America will be ablaze with a revival before the Lord comes back. As a matter of fact, let's go to Pastor John Kilpatrick right now. Take a look.
I talked to her and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Cho and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast down through the west and the southwest and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Is that not exciting? That is so exciting. And what happened before revival took place and that prophetic word was given about what God was going to do in Pensacola, Florida, which began to birth Father's Day of 1995 at Brownsville Assembly of God, 3100 West DeSoto Street, Pensacola, Florida, is that God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick because at that time some real difficult things were happening in the culture. I mean, abortion clinics were being blown up. Doctors were being killed. People said they were doing that in the name of Christianity. Some falls of ministers had taken place and things were looking really bad. Well, God spoke to Pastor John Kilpatrick and told him, if you'll begin to speak into the heavenlies what I'm telling you to speak, I'll change the atmosphere. And he did that. And what happened Father's Day 1995 was the beginning of the Young Yu Cho prophecy about God said, I would begin in Pensacola. I would go all the way to the Mississippi, but he'll come back. God's going to come back through the panhandle again. And that's where the Lord told us to begin to do the very same thing. First, let's go find out what the Lord told Pastor John Kilpatrick to do about brass heavens. When you're praying and all of a sudden, doesn't seem your words going anywhere. The atmosphere has changed, but you can change that atmosphere. And that's what we're doing here at VFN TV. Let's take a look now.
And right before revival broke out, especially about a week or two before revival broke out, you could come in there on Sunday night to pray. And it was like you almost had to whisper, because if you had any volume at all, it was like it was just booming in heaven. That's the way it felt. Derek Prince told me before he died, he came there and spent about a month with his wife from Jerusalem. And he said, Brother John, he said, I've been all over the earth many times. And he said, I've never been a place on the earth that had such an open heaven as Pensacola does. And I remember 1988, back during the Jim Baker debacle and Jimmy Swaggart debacle, I heard the Lord say to me, he said, the heavens are brassing over from New Orleans this way toward Pensacola. And that's the first time I'd ever heard that phrase. And he said, the heavens are clabbering, they're thickening. And he said, if you'll preach what I give you on television, and if you'll preach what I give you at Brownsville, he said, I'll begin to open the heavens. And at that time, Pensacola was known as the abortion capital of the world. That's where they had all the abortion bombings and abortion killings. Dr. David Gunn was killed by Michael Griffin. The kids that bombed the abortion clinic over there, they all had Bible names. And the Lord said, if you'll preach what I give you, he said, I'll open up the heavens from New Orleans this way. And he said, I will send my spirit. That's all I knew. So I began to preach what he gave me. And the Lord gave me a series on when the heavens are brass. And I actually wrote a book about it. And whenever I began to preach on that, how that disobedience and sin clabbers the heavens. And it hinders the people from getting through those clabbered brass over heavens. Jesus, when he came, he said, I've come to do thy will, O Lord. And he said, you'll see, he told Nathaniel, he said, you'll see heaven open over me. And angels will be going up on my behalf and coming down on my behalf, ascending and descending over me. When I saw that in the scriptures, I knew I had a book, and I wrote the book about it. And I began preaching on open heavens. And what God did, basically, in just a short period of time, when he sent revival in 95, Pensacola no longer was known as abortion capital of the world. It became known as a revival capital of the world. So somebody give God praise.
So it just shows you how God begins to change the atmosphere. And that's one of the things that he told us when he established VFN-TV and the daily radio program. He showed us specifically, as we continue to speak in the air, begin to speak out what God is telling us to speak out, that the atmosphere changes. And we're seeing that take place. We've seen newscasters that have been in that region in the Gulf Coast, what we call the glory zone that we've been speaking into, that they begin to hear the Lord after 17 years of broadcasting the news every day. And he said, the Lord just called him into ministry. He's leaving. He says, I got tired of speaking empty words. And he's gone into the ministry since then. We had other people that are saying how much hope that they've gotten. Why? Because as we begin to do what God says and speak out the words into the atmosphere, it changes things. It just begins to change things. And you look at what took place, revival that took place in 1995. Now we're looking at, it's already beginning to bubble up in the all the way to the Mississippi where Young Yi Cho gave that word. Well, guess what? It's going to come right back through the Gulf Coast again, come through the Panhandle, and I really truly believe God has set us up for that very thing. As a matter of fact, we get back from this break, we're going to go to the full prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick in January 2016. It addresses every single thing, including the coming down of Jezebel, a Jezebel spirit. Praise God. Make sure you join us after the break.
Online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? It will kill you. We've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged.
I I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area that will focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting.
Yes, it is.
To hear, you know, prophecy, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, God says he does nothing unless he reveals it through his prophets first. Mm-hmm. And this one prophetic voice amongst many is mm-hmm. Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence. And a powerful prophetic voice.
Yes.
But I know that we were headed to Texas, Denton, Texas, and we were going to set up our studios in Texas. Everything was going that way. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke, and he said to me about the time of the explosion, the bombing that took place. Yes. I mean, he told me that was going to happen before it happened. And he said, stop. And then he said, I'm going to change the atmosphere on the Gulf Coast. You just heard, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick talk about specifically the atmosphere was messed up. You know, God told him, if you'll speak this into the atmosphere, I'll change it. What was the consequences of that? It was revival that touched the world. And so he said he's going to change the atmosphere, and he has changed it, and he is changing it. And we've been speaking out on a daily basis, you know, what God is saying to us, and we're seeing things change. But two things he said, you know, one, another thing the Lord said when he was encouraging us to stay in the Gulf Coast was he was going to move. Mm-hmm. There was going to be a glory zone established that was confirmed by Apostle Kaderi when he came from Nigeria, mm-hmm. That God was going to set up a glory zone. The winds were going to come and the nations are going to be reached. But also that that Jezebel, the spiritual principality that had a stronghold over the Gulf Coast region, was going to come down. Mm. And so as a memorial of that word, I have a casket that I had here on my desk, and inside the casket has the words from the Wizard of Oz when the witch was dead. Remember the witch fell on top of the house? Yes. The house fell on top of the witch. And it says they came up and they said, listen, we got to make sure she's absolutely positively beyond any of shout dead, right? Yeah. Gone. And we've seen some very specific things that this has been fulfilled, some different things that are going on.
which means all these things that God is saying, they're coming to pass. So you can be prepared. Even though things look rough, realize God's got some plans in store for his people. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times, but knowing that revival is going to take place and a great awakening for the mm-hmm. church, really, but yeah. it's a revival for the church. It's going to touch the nations. But I want you to hear this full prophetic word. It was several different areas that was given in January 2016, the Church of His Presence by Pastor John Kilpatrick. And we were there to hear that mm-hmm. word. And one of them, you'll notice that he said that kingdoms will be jolted. Well, that's exactly the word that was given when Brexit left the European Union, and they got jolted. And we're going to see kingdoms jolted and nations shaken. But take a look at this. This is a prophetic word. It's very encouraging. You're going to be very encouraged by this. And this is the full prophetic word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick, January of 2016. Take a look.
The year of the wind. Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. As a matter of fact, a phrase will be repeated over and over on the lips of people of many nations. You will hear it said, "I have never seen anything like this before." There will be a great stir among the peoples of the nations. Seemingly nothing will remain normal by any stretch of the imagination. This will not just be an American phenomenon, but it will touch all continents. The Lord shall rise up and make himself known. The forgotten shall shout for great joy. The heathen will see a great light. Unbelievers will take another look. Experts will be stumped. Nations shall be shaken, but kingdoms will be jolted. Dead, dry bones will experience a fresh prophetic wind. Some will struggle with the question, is this God or is this the devil? But God will receive all the glory for his mysterious wonders. This will be a year of the winds of God, and those winds are already blowing, even as I speak this word. As I share these words, if you want to praise the Lord, if you want to stand, if you want to receive it, whatever you want to do, just receive it and make whatever noise you want to make. I'm fine with it. Say goodbye to the pig pen. God says you've been a victim of swine syndrome. Human swine have persecuted and mocked you openly because of your faith and your love for God. These swine have trampled upon the pearls that the Holy Spirit has formed in you. They have made your life miserable and very stressful, but the Lord says to you that he's taking you out of that hog pen and setting you up on high on a perch. He will cause you to soar like an eagle. God has said enough is enough. There is such a change coming in your life, you will need time to adapt yourself to the many wonderful changes in store for you. You have been persecuted but not forsaken, cast down, but you have surely survived. Now the Lord says he himself is going to reward you openly and cause his fragrance to grace your new space. In your face, you've had such obstacles in your life. It has been as though you have experienced a contrary wind in your face, hindering your every move. As a matter of fact, for many years, almost everything you've attempted has experienced setbacks. In your face is the phrase that best fits where you've been. Countless adversaries have been in your face withstanding you. At times, you've even tried to justify this contrary wind as possibly being sent by God, but you knew in your heart it wasn't true. Now things have shifted, and what was once in your face has moved behind you and is working for you and propelling you forward. Things are definitely changing from contrary to favorable. This favorable wind is so timely for you in so many ways. God says, I've got your back. Heaven wind. The shift in the wind will cause life-giving air to blow into the nostrils and mouths of your loved ones who have fainted. It will be somewhat like a supernatural oxygen mask. Even the backsliders and the lost sinners who have been slowly dying have fallen by the wayside, struggling to breathe. They're going to catch their breath. It will be a fresh wind from heaven. Those who are saturated with the cares of life
Those who suffer dark depression, anxiety attacks, and deserve sleep shall finally find rest and relief. The Comforter has come. The wind bloweth where it listeth, as in the upper room the Spirit was so anxious that he rushed. It was a rushing and a mighty wind. This wind will cover you and your loved ones like a warm comforter blanket. The Spirit set upon each of them, and the Spirit is about to set on your sons and your daughters and others of your household. God said, I've released my Spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you. As a matter of fact, he's rushing to you even now as you hear this. He's filling your lungs again with life-giving oxygen. Take a deep breath. Breathe him in. Holy Spirit is resuscitating and reviving you even as this word is being released. Hyperventilation and fearful breathing is subsiding and giving way to peaceful and restful breathing. I declare sweet, peaceful sleep to come upon you even from this moment forward. Peaceful rest is returned. He gives his beloved sleep. From drought to drenching rain. This is a word for the dry and famished ministers. A wind has already caused a 500-year drought to shift on the West Coast. Water has recently returned on the drought-stricken West, on that parched land after years of no rain and desperate conditions. The shift started late in 2015. Not just long-awaited showers, but now snow is falling. Large amounts of snowpack are accumulating up in the mountains. The locals say it's the most snowpack in decades. From famine to plenty. Just as the famine has yielded, so will cold and dry hearts yield to a change in the atmosphere that heaven wind is going to bring. Showers will intensify into rain. Rain will bring in the latter rain of the Holy Spirit. You will not have to strive. It's simply going to rain. My rain will come on the thirsty. I've heard the cries and the groans for rain. I will make it rain on the just and the unjust. Even the unsuspecting shall be taken back at my goodness to send this refreshing rain upon them. This rain will bring the familiar, and it will bring the unfamiliar. The wind has already shifted. You'll smell the rain before you feel it. Whosoever will welcome this latter rain of my Spirit, I will revive, refresh, and renew. Listen! Can you hear the abundance of rain? Deliverance from womb wounds. God said, I'm going to separate you from the chaff in your life. I'm going to blow off of you the hindrances that have hindered you. For some time I've been speaking to you regarding your addictions and habits that render you weak and ineffective. I'm going to open your eyes to see what you could not see before. As Balaam was made aware of what was hindering his progress, you will also see and understand the endless delays and setbacks that have caused you such discouragement and heartache. I will unseat, I will uproot by my Spirit the things that have been upon you even from the womb. Your deliverance will come in 1 hour. Forgive, but run. You have been greatly misunderstood. Prevailing circumstances that are satanic in origin are so complicated that you've even wondered how could something so insignificant become so evil and so complicated. This has cost you friends and family, and it's even begun to affect your health. But hear me, the Holy Spirit is moving on your behalf. This is finally coming to a close. The Lord Himself is going to bring the closure. Although you went through a painful learning curve, you will now finally experience the new. But be cautioned, because you enjoy and you seek the comfort of the familiar, do not fall in that trap again. You must forgive and release your adversaries But you must remove yourself from the very atmosphere where everything has been so distorted and tormented. My spirit will lead you to places where there will be new faces, and you'll learn to trust again. Your feet and legs will heal quickly from the scars of the trap that held you fast, but you must keep moving and move quickly, because that trap will not remain open very long. Be diligent. Now is the time of your departure. An impossible pregnancy. Mary had an impossible pregnancy. It was beyond impossible. Even the angel said it was impossible with man and only possible with God. A virgin to conceive, there's nothing normal about that at all. Impossible, but God. I speak to you today, daughter, that your situation likewise is very complicated and seemingly impossible, but it is not beyond God. Your situation is totally in the realm of a miracle from God. Sometimes miracles look like a mess at first, but they turn out to be a jaw-dropper. I release you to believe in spite of it all. Against all odds, your faith will begin to stir. Although you don't understand, you don't need to understand, I release a spirit of life to hover in your womb and for you and your husband's bodies to become anointed to produce a healthy baby. I declare it to be so. God says you shall laugh at the locust. I am proclaiming that you indeed will have the money to retire. And you will indeed have the money to transition into the life that you desired for a long time. You have worked, you've given to the Lord and to His work, and for a very long time you sacrificed and prayed and planned for this time of your life. And now just as you're ready to step across the threshold into the new, a strange fear has gripped you. It's a grasshopper fear that has made you afraid of your promised land. You feel threatened by the very things you have desired and worked so hard to accomplish. This swarm of dream-eating locusts appear to be so significant that your hope has faltered and your plans have collapsed. But the Lord is saying, you will indeed realize your dream, and you will surely prevail. He is going to restore what the locusts have eaten. The Lord is a restorer. Fear not. All will be well. The angel of the Lord is going to oversee this personally for you. Sudden change of plans. Someone has applied yourself. You've studied, gone to school, focused, labored, prepared, saved for a certain goal. But now, just as you're ready to be launched toward what you believed was your destiny, surprise, the Lord has suddenly rearranged everything. It's actually a divine intervention. Another door has opened. An unexpected door that you totally had not expected. You feel inadequate and you feel unsure and insecure. But this is a moment in time for you. This has thrown your life, your plans, and your preparations into a tailspin. The Lord has gone before you. The future He planned before you is a good one. It is higher than the one you had planned. I hear opportunity knocking at the door. The question is, are you moving toward the door or away from that door? That which was is again. It is though yesterday is now reappearing. Due to the complicated circumstances of yesteryear, it was not meant to be. But now, after all these years, here you are again. You're feeling the same feelings. You're coming alive again at the prospects of what could become a reality after all these years. This is your time. It wasn't wrong back then. It just wasn't time, and it was not the right season. But now the time has come to look again. Extenuating circumstances are not the same now as they were then. This is a new beginning, only a later time. What was is again. Runaway bride. Your heart has always been soft for the Lord,
and for the work of God. You have felt a call upon your life, but something happened and you've lost focus. Now where you find yourself is that your feet are headed to the altar to marry, but your heart is turned into a different direction and you're in the valley of decision. Follow your heart, the Lord says. The good is always the enemy to the best. There's always an Isaac for every Rebecca. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, and he will direct your paths. The love of your life is waiting for you, but it might not be the one waiting at the altar. It's time to go home. You're in the music industry, and you're very well known. Your heart is broken, but so is your ex-wife's. A long time ago, your feet were on a much different path. But then things began to change, and it was as though you stepped on a magical escalator. It took you higher and higher, yet further and further away from the people that loves you the most. It almost took you far away from your Lord that you have loved since you were a child, and you have always loved the Lord, even in your most trying times. The Lord still has plans for you, even now. A voice on the inside of you has been speaking lately as you sleep upon your bed, and it's calling you to come home. But you say, I can't. I've strayed too far, and I've burned all my bridges. But there's still one bridge left standing, the Lord says. And those that love you are there waiting for you, just as the prodigal's father waited patiently for his son. Listen to that voice. It is the Holy Spirit calling you off that escalator back to the familiar path that leads home. You must make the first move and make it quickly. Listen, there's a voice calling you, come home. I'm coming out. A loved one has you very concerned. A lying and a delusional spirit entered their life and seduced them into a stupor of deception. You have felt so fearful and helpless because it has such a strong grip on their mind. Unstable behavior has resulted. It was through pride and a bitter root that this spirit entered them. As a virus causes multiple complications, this continues to spread like a green bay tree. The time of this exile from reality has expired. God has declared enough of this. Effectual prayer and persistence have prevailed. As Nebuchadnezzar of old came to himself, so shall it be again. As surely as this entered, it will exit. Mercy will prevail. Humility is required. I received this word, number 15. I received this early in the morning on January the 1st, 2016, just about a week ago. I could have never thought about this. I could have never dreamed this up. I know this has to be from the Lord. Listen to it. Jesus said to Simon Peter and his brothers, I make you fishers of men. Jesus later gave Peter a word to go fishing and informed him that the fish caught, the very first fish caught, would contain a coin in its mouth that would be used to pay their tribute, their taxes. It was supernatural provision that resulted from privileged information. Last Friday morning, as I was sound asleep, I heard the Holy Spirit speaking directly to me in my sleep. And the Lord said to me, do you know the two normal ways fish are caught? He said, with a net and on line. I was so startled, I woke up immediately and looked at my clock, and it was 5:55. Now awake, I heard the Lord continue to speak. He said, there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the net, the internet. The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, to God's people, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest. A new and very powerful wind of anointing will blow through the internet. In real time, signs and wonders will be witnessed without edit.
The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament will show forth his handiwork. The number 5 is the number of grace. The Holy Spirit is revealing to us that we're living in a triple grace season. This is the Lord's doings. It is marvelous in our eyes. I want everybody in this house to give glory to God because of what he's about to do through the internet and online. Come on, give him praise. Go ahead. I'm not through. This is very powerful. I want you to listen to this prophetic word. The downfall of Jezebel. Jezebel will not leave on her own accord, but I, the Lord, will cause her to fall from her tower of power. Even as of late, you have wondered if anything could unseat her from her evil purposes. Her victims are many. She has come to her final chapter. I, the Lord, will not tolerate her subversive activities any longer. Deliverance has finally come. Number 17, the truth will come out. God said the truth is going to finally surface. Truth that's been buried for many years will emerge into the light of day. Deception will finally end. Shame and dishonor will yield to facts. Others will learn the truth that you have known all along. And God said that truth is going to bring you vindication. Something has caught your eye. You've slowed down and you're considering leaving the high road. There's an unfamiliar path that beckons you, but it's fraught with danger. This is a slippery slope, and it's not the way that I have prepared for you. It's a path that leads to nowhere. The way that I have prepared for you is safe and it's well lit. It has signs and signals to guide you, markers to mark your progress, and many to assist you along the way. There is a way that seems right, but this one is wrong. Healing hands. God said there's a proliferation of sickness and suffering and weakness among my body. My people have mostly forsaken the laying on of hands, and they have neglected the Lord's table. Therefore, there are many sick among you, and there is widespread weakness. I am sending a fresh wind of revelation upon my church. I am raising up a company that are not only called but chosen specifically to bring renewed understanding of the table of the Lord. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do not neglect so great a salvation. This is the final prophetic word, and this is one of my favorites. No more imposters. The Lord said your past and your history is replete with tremendous pain. You were a casualty of being unequally yoked to an imposter. You came to know a different person than the one you fell in love with, and the lights went out in your soul. Your heart, once tender, hardened to become extremely hard in an attempt to survive the abuse. It's difficult to emphasize your indescribable journey. You swore that you would never love or trust again. After all these years, you have recently begun to feel again. The chill of scarred emotions is now yielding to warm love. Your heart is being thawed out. Even others recognize the change in you. God said, I'm healing you to love again. Now a certain someone has entered your life as a special gift just for you. I'm giving you this word as a confirmation that hope is not being deferred any longer. You're being swept off your feet in slow motion.
It's such an encouraging word. I mean, you think about it. He says very specifically in that word that was given, there's a lot of words here, but one was, and he was very specific, that Jezebel's coming down.
Yes.
Jezebel's coming down. And that's what the Lord had told me when we were coming back from Texas. He says, don't go to Texas because I'm going to take that spirit down. And it was confirmed. It happened just like God said it would happen, which means, you know, everything is going to, you know, happen according to the Lord. As a matter of fact, you think about this. When we get back from the break, I want you to hear the words, because inside this casket right here has the words from the lyrics from Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Yes.
Which is all, what was the Lord talking about, right? And when he was talking to me about that, and you got to hear these words, because it is exactly what you have to do to make sure that that spirit is gone. Hmm. Make sure you join us after the break. But first, we have this offer for you. Offer 2009, best place to stand when fighting the good fight of faith, Galatians 2:20. Not only is it important to know and to understand your enemy, it is just as important to be able to fight your enemy from a stable place where your footing is stable. We're clearly told that our enemy is not a physical enemy, but a spiritual one. Spiritual forces of evil, powers, and principalities. In this message, through sharing a vision that Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries had and he wrote about in Final Quest, we'll be able to identify the best place to fight the good fight of faith and to be able to set the captives free. But also, we'll set you above your enemy so your enemy's weapons can't even reach you, those spiritual enemies. It's a powerful teaching. Listen, Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in my body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. This is a powerful revelation. You'll find out more about it as a free offer for your gift of any amount. It's offer 2009, best place to stand when fighting the good fight of faith. You can simply just go to our website at VFNTV.com and click on Partner and follow the prompts. Or you can write to us at VFNTV, 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or you can even call at 844-408-3688. That's 844-408-3688. It's offer 2009 for your gift of any amount.
Well, we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I don't know if we really understand what we're asking for when we pray that portion of this prayer. Jesus was on the cross, but he was never in trouble because Pilate had nothing to withstand the kingdom with. All power is in the hands of the Almighty God. When we pray, thy kingdom come, we are asking the Lord to come and take over. We are inviting him, come. God reigns. Come and reign over us.
Apostolic Reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am a refugee here for about 4.5 years. When I first applied for the present job I have,
I indicated on the application form that I would not be available to work on Sundays because it interfered with my church practices.
And did they hired you anyways, correct?
Hired me.
And now what are they telling you?
Now I have to work a double shift on Sundays.
Okay, let me get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. And there's some information, by the way, at ACLJ.org. And I think it would be a great place for you to go. But look, they've got to make a reasonable accommodation at your workplace. If there's someone else that can work that double shift for you, they should allow you to have that time off. It's called a reasonable accommodation, so that means there needs to be other people available to handle that situation.
Learn more about your rights in the workplace at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I'm going to talk to you about goals because Anford Gale from New York, New York, who's a manager, wanted me to do that. I was sitting at a round table with executives one day, and a person that is highly successful, I could tell, was a little discouraged. He said, John, I've hit every goal in my life, and now I basically have lost my motivation and my passion. And I looked at him. I called him by name. I'll say Don. That wasn't his name. I said, Don, the problem is you've been goal-oriented instead of growth-oriented. You see, if you and I are just goal-oriented, when we hit our goals, it's kind of like Eureka. We've arrived, we celebrate, have a party, but then all of a sudden there's an emptiness like, okay, I've hit it. But if you're growth-oriented and establish goals within your growth-oriented journey, you'll hit those goals, but you'll look at it and say, hey, this is just another step towards my total growth. And I've never known a person who said, John, I've grown as big as I can ever grow, and I know as much as I can ever know, and so therefore I have nothing to accomplish. You see, if you're goal-oriented, you'll hit your goal and then be a little empty. But if you're growth-oriented, you'll never hit that goal. Just keep growing. It'll be fulfilling, and it is a journey that you will never forget.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. As you can see, you know, there's so much said in that word. We're going to make that available to you in the VFN torch at VFNTV.com. And one is how we've been prepared for, God's been preparing us and many others for what's taking place on the harvest over the internet. And if you want to find out how to become a disciple, and that's what you need to be right now. Of all the things you need to be, Jesus said, go make disciples. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, go to Hello Church, look at Emmaus Road, and you can find out more about that. But now's the time to get activated for what God is about to do in a powerful way. But one thing he said was, and he confirmed it several ways to me and then through Pastor John Kilpatrick, was he was going to deal with this principality, this giant, you know, referred to spiritual giant as Jezebel. And then that's when to prophetically to remember what God was going to do. We can't for Texas. We just kept this.
Right.
And inside this has the lyrics of it's a casket has the lyrics inside of this of the Wizard of Oz, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. I'm like, I don't know why the Lord was talking to me about that. Right.
Yeah.
Then I went and looked at the lyrics, but before we see the lyrics first, cause I want you to read some of those lyrics.
Sure.
Because it's when you're dealing with the devil, the devil's got to be dead and delivered. But let's hear, what does that song sound like? What's it sound like again? So you're looking at the words, you know, I'm thinking, what is the Lord talking to me about that for? But when you read the words of what's said in this song, what are the words to that song when you hear that?
Here are the lyrics. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Witch old witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. Wake up, sleepy head. Rub your eyes and get out of bed. Wake up, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go, below, below, below. Yo-ho, let's open up and sing and ring the bells out. Ding-dong, the merry O, sing it high, sing it low. Let them know the wicked witch is dead. As the mayor of Munchkin City in the county of the Land of Oz, I welcome you most regally.
but we've got to verify it legally. Yes.
Okay.
To see if she, is morally, ethically, spiritually, physically, positively, absolutely, undeniably, and reliably dead. As coroner, I must I thoroughly examine her, and she is not merely dead. She is really, most sincerely dead. Then this is the day of independence for all the Munchkins and their descendants, if any. Yes, let the joyous news be spread that the wicked old witch at last is dead.
We struggle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. When God delivers us of spiritual strongholds, such as a Jezebel principality oppressing an area, independence comes. All of a sudden, you can do what you couldn't do. All of a sudden, you're not fighting what you fought originally. You're free. And they were talking about independence. Once this thing is dealt with, and something that God specifically told me when he said, go ahead and stay on the Gulf Coast. Don't establish the studio in Texas, because I'm going to change the atmosphere. And I'm going to deal with two things. And one was this very absolute thing. And this is prophetic symbolism for that thing taking place. I want to encourage you, you know, just like Pastor John Kilpatrick was told, begin to speak out what God has said, and he'll change the atmosphere. And part two of what the prophetic word of revival in America given by Young E. Cho is coming to pass.
Yes.
And it's going to come right back down through the east, through the Gulf Coast, coming right through the panhandle again. This is exciting days.
Wonderful.
But I just want to encourage you today, and I make sure you join us in our next program, because we're going to be talking about some very specific things that are happening right now in our nation. But we just want to join you in prayer right now. We want to pray about this. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for the living word, the insight, just like you said in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, that you let us know what you're going to do before you do it. God, we thank you that America is going to be ablaze with revival. We thank you for what you did in 1995, but we thank you what you're about to do, Lord God, again on the Gulf Coast, to be able to reach the world. God, I pray for encouragement for every one of our listeners and our viewers, Father God, and you would inspire them, Lord God, to get connected, to be a part of what you're doing in this day, God. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Dear Lord God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
I think about Gideon. You know, God gave Gideon a torch and a sword. That's it. And 300 men to be able to deliver an entire nation. But what was it? It was based on a revelation, a word from God, a now word, a conversation from God that Gideon believed and carried it out. Do you know what we have? We have what's called the VFN torch. You get to it by going to VFNTV.com. And what we feel, we try to share the conversation we're having with our listeners. We really try to seek the heart of God, and we share it. But on the VFN Torch, we have segments of those conversations, those programs, and the programs themselves. First hour, the extra hour, plus different programs and videos and more content that you can't see video on the radio, but you can see it at the VFN Torch. You got to go there. You get right to prophetic words, wisdom moments, good medicine, which is, you know, a merry heart. It's like good medicine, all the little humor moments that are there, original intent of the nation, original intent of the church. And so much more is available. You got to see it. You can actually subscribe to it right on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.